Hello, everybody. Good morning. We are going to tap into the body's signals today. So glad to have you here. I am going to give you guys a minute or two to get in. Today's a pretty good one because we're going to be talking about finding some cues and things to think about. I just want to remind all of you that this is Basics 2.0 and that if for some reason you have started the program and you are quote unquote behind, which we never can be behind, but let's just pretend that you got started and you're catching this one and you're sitting around thinking, oh, I can't participate or oh, I haven't been here. It's okay. You never, like, I want you guys to really get this mindset down when it comes to all of the No BS content. There's literally nothing that you can't push play on and learn something from it that will help you today. I don't care if you're listening to a video from the No BS, if you rando hit the Private Member Podcast and it's a coaching call, there's order to it in some ways in which in No BS, I lay everything out in order to make it easy for you. But I think we got to drop the idea that everything has to go in a certain sequence in order for me to be able to lose weight. You're going to lose weight by doing something really simple, which is pay attention to what's going on and questioning things. Like that is like kind of the heart of what we teach here. It's pay attention to your body. Pay attention to what your mind is thinking. Pay attention to your stomach. Pay attention to the food on your plate. Pay attention to what people are actually saying versus what you are interpreting them as saying. Like at the meat of all of it that I teach you, there is a message of just paying attention. Most of us are overweight because we have quit paying attention. We have started assuming, doubting, ignoring, numbing. We're doing everything but paying attention to what our needs are, to what people are actually saying, what their intentions could be. So I want you guys to be thinking about this, that as you're pouring in, number one, you know, if you've missed a couple of videos, it's not a big deal. It doesn't mean that you can't lose weight. It doesn't mean that you're behind. It doesn't mean that something's gone wrong. It doesn't mean that you don't know how to get things done. It doesn't mean you're too busy. You know what it means? You're here today, period. You get to decide. So when, you know, if as long as you're paying attention, and then extrapolating something to try every single time you listen to something, you are always in the right place at No BS. Always. That's the best place to be. So I just wanted to say that because it's so easy for us to tap out rather than tap into our body's signals. So we're not going to tap out. Now, I want you to, whether you're watching the replay or whether you're watching me live, if you are on Facebook, I want you to tag your group, and I want you to tag specific people, all of you who are in accountability groups in particular, or have an accountability partner. Very often I'll say something. Not only will it, if it lands with you, you should type it into the comments. If you've heard one of your accountability partners struggle with this, or this could be something they really need to hear, tag them and type it in for them. Make it easy for these people to be like, oh, okay. Like, I need to pay attention to this. And here's why. A lot of times people just need that gentle little nudge of, oh, she's actually talking about something I really struggle with. This is something I should listen to. All right. So tapping into the body signals. The first thing we have to do is there are three ingredients to finding your body's cues and signals that you're going to need in order to lose weight. Ingredient number one is time. So finding your body's signals takes time. You're not going to hear me today say, here's the signals of your body. And then every meal after this, be like, okay, problem solved. That's not how it works. When you have been spending a good deal of your life not paying attention to your body, but you are paying attention to what everybody else is eating, how much they're eating, how much you were served, what time it is. When you've been paying attention to any the TV and Facebook, but when you've been paying attention to anything but your body, when you start turning that awareness back on, it takes time, weeks, sometimes months to find all the signals. And then over time, guess what happens? As you lose weight, your body may start signaling you different. So you're always going to be taking your time with finding your body's signals. The next part of that comes patience. Because for a lot of you, knowing that it's going to take a while, all of a sudden you're impatient. You're like, oh my God, if it's going to take a long time, if I'm this way, blah, blah, blah. Your brain's going to freak out with a bunch of horseshit. It's utter steamy horseshit in the pasture. You need to have patience. Because when you start paying attention and you give it time, every single little thing you learn goes right into the bucket of weight loss. It adds up. And that's the way I want you thinking about it. It's like all this time that I'm paying attention, all these small cues that I'm finding, all these things that are happening, they're all adding up. And when you're thinking about every little thing is adding up, guess what happens? You have patience for the process. When you're thinking about each thing does matter. Doesn't matter how big it is. I'm going to give myself enough time. Then we have patience for the process to unfold in front of us. When we're impatient and we're thinking it needs to happen faster and like, well, I don't want it to take a long time. When we sit around and we whine about the process, your whining annoys you. Your whining frustrates you. Your whining about it overwhelms you. Your whining about it leaves you feeling hopeless, tired, exhausted. So your whining thoughts are the ones that we've got to eradicate because you now are making yourself exhausted. You are now the one who are wearing you out. It's not the process doing it. It's not that you're missing signals. It's none of that shit. It's your shitty thoughts about it. So we're going to take responsibility. When we're whining and causing ourselves frustration and exhaustion and things like that, guess what? We tend to eat. We tend to go into fuck it mode because we're tired of being tired. We're driving ourselves straight there. So patience is a key part of finding your body's cues. You need to tell yourself, it's going to take some time and all the little things I catch are going to add up. The last ingredient is intention. Intention means you're going to do it intentionally. So it's going to take some time to find body cues. You're going to need to tell yourself, and every little thing adds up, which will create some patience. Then the last thing you do is everything is with intentionality. You start figuring out ways to pay attention. You give yourself tripwires, like setting alarms on your phone to check in with yourself. Sticky notes. Tell your friends. Tell your kids. I'll tell you what, for all of you with children, if you task them with, hey, here's what I want you to do. Whenever mommy eats, I want you to ask her, mommy, what's your physical hunger right now like? Number one, they love holding adults accountable. It's like a game for them. Number two, it's like having an alarm that's never going to go off or that's always going to go off. Number three, it fucking teaches them that we eat when we're physically hungry. Think about it. For all of you who are wanting to figure out how to change like the family tree, have your littles ask you, what's your physical hunger cues? What are those like? So intentionality is super important. Hang on one second. Hey, Chris. Well, somebody, I don't know, we have people here and they're just having a large conversation outside. So just if y'all can hear it, let me know in the comments. So you just want to be intentional. And that is a really good way to do it. But you can come up with all kinds of ways. For those of you who have very supportive partners, ask your partner. Will you, before I eat, will you ask me what my hunger signals are? Just so that I'm reminded to pay attention. And even if they're not that supportive, just tell them like, hey, this means a lot to me. What do you think? Find out. It doesn't, if they don't want to do it, it doesn't mean they're unsupportive. It just means that you need to find another way. We don't always have to think of people as unsupportive. All right. So the next thing is meals should hold you about 3 to 4 hours. So when we're thinking about our body's cues, we want to make sure that our meals are holding us for around 3 to 4 hours. That means that we're probably eating enough at this point to satisfy our body so that it can rely a little bit on our stored calories for energy so that we get to that 3 to 4 hour mark. So let me tell you about this because sometimes it's a little confusing. So sometimes what you guys will tell me is when you first start eating to enough and you're trying to dial into your body's cues, what ends up happening is you'll be hungry, you'll take a few bites, and your body will stop sending like stomach growls and stuff up because it's like, oh, we're eating now. It's almost like sometimes what we do is we eat to what's called neutral or we just knock off the hunger. You'll know this because you'll eat and you'll get hungry within an hour or two and it won't be just because you want something. It won't be because you'll miss eating. It won't be because you're thinking about food. It'll be like legit. You'll notice the hunger just keeps coming back. Like the same physical symptoms keep coming back. In the beginning, I just want to tell you that's super normal. So if that's you, if you're eating to just knock off hunger or neutralize, eat a little bit more at your meals. Like whatever you're currently eating, like pay attention to how much that takes you to that point. And then for the next day, eat like maybe 4 or 5 more bites. Like just keep tuning up how much you're eating until you start to realize, oh, I'm now able to make it to 3 to 4 hours. Write down those body cues as to what that's like so that you are starting to say like, okay, this is the difference between taking the edge off and actually eating to enough. So like for me, very often, let's say like camp's a good example. We have camp weekend coming up. Camp weekend, I don't eat a lot. Like one, I don't get like first thing in the morning, I'm too jacked up and ready to go that it's hard for me to get hungry, number one. Number two, when I eat and I'm first on stage, I have two issues that will come up. I'll want to burp a lot because I've ate and now I'm trying to speak and keep my energy up. And number two, it gets in my throat. And so like I'll have gurgle voice and stuff. So I try to keep my throat good and clear. So sometimes I won't eat. Well, by the time we hit lunch, I've been up for a long time. I've been teaching my face off. My brain's been going the whole time and I am hungry. Like growling hungry. But unfortunately, a lot of times at camp during lunch, I have things I have to do to get ready for the next session. So I won't have time to sit down and have a good old Corinne meal. So I'll eat like a protein bar or something. It will knock off the hunger. Like it will knock off the hunger, but I will notice on stage within about an hour or two, I will be hungry again. But when I eat the protein bar, my first thought is, ooh, that's enough. Like, that was great. That's plenty. So I just say that because it's one of those things where I think it's one of the early newbie phenomenons that do happen. And I wanted to just kind of go over it because if your food is not lasting you, one of the things that could be happening for newbies is that you're just knocking off hunger and you're not eating enough. So you just need to ratchet it up a little bit. You don't have to like double your food. Just eat a little bit more each day and note how like, all right, this is what's different from when I was eating to knock off hunger. Now my body feels this way. Now my body feels this way. I know it's a lot of writing. It's a lot of paying attention and stuff. But I'm going to guarantee you, paying attention and shit has a payoff at the end of the rainbow. You're going to lose weight. The problem is for all of you who don't want to pay attention and just want to lose weight, well, you've been trying that for about 50 years now, and it ain't working. So we're going to do it my way. All right. The next thing is making sure that it holds 3 to 4 hours is start examining the foods that you're eating. So if you're not lasting 3 to 4 hours, once you know that you're probably eating enough, so what could be happening also is sometimes when we're eating what we really love, it's not exactly balanced a little bit
with some of the other, what I call the, well, it's not what I call, but what they call the macronutrients. So there's three macronutrients out there that we all kind of need. There's your healthy fats, which is just like nuts, seeds, avocados, full fat dressings, butter, sour cream, all the things, avocados, oils, that kind of stuff. So there's fats, there's protein, which we all know what protein is. It's your beans, your tofu for all my vegans out there. It is cheese. It is, and cheese has got, like, nice thing about real cheese, y'all, is you get a little fat, you get a little protein. Then all your meats. I mean, meats is the easiest one. So, but what sometimes happens is that when you're starting out, you may be eating, like my mother loves spaghetti. She could eat spaghetti every day for the rest of her life. Pasta and tomato sauce. There's nothing wrong with it, but it burns through real fast. So like adding some bulk to it, like making sure that if you're having spaghetti, that you may want to have a little, like, have a smaller portion, but it's got some meat in it, like a meat sauce is super helpful, things like that. So when examine the foods that you're eating and take a look and just say, like, do I have like some carbs in there? Do I have some fat? And do I have some protein? Just try to start tweaking. What I typically tell you guys to do is make sure that when you first start doing stuff like this, don't think about, well, see, it's not holding me, so I can't have this. Don't do that to yourself. Add to it. Like, bulk it up. So, like, I love pasta. And so when I was losing weight, one of my favorite meals was spaghetti with meat sauce. And the way that I did it to make sure that it would last me is I would use good ground turkey, not the fat-free or 99%, like just lean turkey or whatever they call it. We use ground turkey in it. And I would use half whole grain pasta, and I would use half steamed vegetables with meat sauce. I did that forever, and it was very hearty. So I was like getting extra vegetables in. I was getting my pasta. It was a very delightful meal, and it would hold me for a long time. So I did a lot of playing with that, which ties into what we talked about last week, good, better, best. You know, good for me would just be like fettuccine, like all the cream sauce and stuff. But for me, like when we think about good, better, best, like adding vegetables and bulking it up and stuff, adding some of that stuff into it, moved it up the ladder. And that's how I did pasta. The other thing, if it's not holding you for 3 to 4 hours, is you could be having some faux hunger. So always gut check yourself on, do I have enough water and am I getting enough sleep? If you notice your hunger, like let's say you've been doing really well for a while, but all of a sudden you're just hungry all the time, check your sleep and water to make sure that those are the two that I think we take our eye off the prize of the easiest, and we forget how impactful they are to hunger. And then the last thing is emotions. So if your food is not holding you for 3 to 4 hours, what could be happening is emotional hunger. So that's why it's very important to be intentional to understand the difference between physical hunger versus emotional. Emotional hunger starts in the brain. You start thinking that you're hungry, and then you start feeling like panicky in your body. You start feeling short of breath. For some of you, like when you don't have an amazing relationship with hunger yet, where you're still afraid you're going to overeat and that you can't have certain things and stuff, emotional hunger will reverberate through your body very urgently. It will feel anxious. It will feel panicky and stuff. That's the thoughts doing it. So just make sure that if you're getting hungry fast, that you're not actually having some kind of an emotional moment. The best way to ask yourself is, if I'm not actually physically hungry right now, what am I feeling that's making me think food is a solution? And so just could I be feeling, it at least allows your brain to ask the question. So if I'm not going to eat over it, what is in my control right now? That's a really good question for when you are noticing emotional hunger. In this moment, what's in my control? Sometimes it's like, don't think about whatever it is. It's like me sitting here thinking and stewing, not helpful. It's not changing anything. It's not reducing anything. Sometimes you'll actually have something you can control. It's like, well, I could make this phone call. I could do this thing. So just asking that question is helpful. The other thing to remember is that when it comes to hunger, your body and your hunger signals, you're not a machine. So we don't just have like static signals all the time. Our time of the month, Tom, plays a huge role in it. I'm on my period right now. Yesterday, I could have ate the house. Like, it was just like physical hunger was coming on wave after wave after wave. And what I did yesterday was I had plenty of food planned. And the way that when I know that I'm going to have a lot of physical hunger because my hormones are up, I eat. But I try to plan things I'm going to enjoy. And I try to eat just enough. Like, I really pay attention. I try to leave food behind because I know the second day of my period tends to be a really hungry day for me. And so I'm just like, all right, good to know. I've learned this information over time. So what I really want to do is, like, over time, you want to get really good at noticing the things that are happening with your cycles, and you just plan for them. Rather than being frustrated and giving up and saying like, oh, it's my period, and using it as an excuse to just eat whatever, I just always go into it with plans. It's like, I'm 47. Kind of know how day two is going to roll by now. There's probably no one in this membership. You're all grown-ass women who haven't had enough of your periods to know what day one and day two and day three are going to be like. You don't have to go to the research lab that hard. We've been doing them long enough in our life to know. The other thing about not being a machine is energy expenditure. Depending on how much energy, I was listening to something the other day. It was a Athlete's Fitness and Food podcast. And they were just kind of talking about, it's a podcast for athletes, and or the specific episode was about athletes and using intuitive eating versus using macros and calorie counting, and which is what traditionally athletes use. And so they were talking about it, and they said that when you, like, I want you all to think about this, whether you train or not, your body is like basically reacting to 3 days worth of inputs. So, like, when you think about, like, how you feel on Wednesday, it's taking into account Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday. The things you ate, the energy expenditure, how hard you worked, the amount of sleep you got, the amount of water. Your body's not a machine where, like, if you dunk off one day, then the next day is when you feel it. It can happen over 3 days. Sometimes it takes a couple of days before your body actually starts needing food for the energy expenditure. The other thing is your body has stored calories all over it. So when we talk about not being a machine, your body literally, you know, when you look at the weight you have to lose, I don't want you to call it fat anymore. Or like, and I don't think fat's a bad word, but a lot of you, it's very loaded. So let's just not disparage the weight we have on our body. I want you to start thinking about, these are my stored calories. That's all that's happening right now. Everything that I see is stored calories. And that means that there's going to be some times where I'm going to allow my body to tap into the stored calories, which means when I'm waiting for hunger, I'm letting my body have the opportunity to tap into stored calories. So that means there's going to be days I may not be as hungry. I've got stored calories. So don't freak out when you have days where you're not as hungry. You may emotionally want to eat, but this is when we pay attention to our body's cues. Because the body, once you start treating it well and you're actually responding to hunger and it starts feeling safe and cared for, and this is key, when your body does not want to be under threat. That's why deprivation diets and stuff tend to backfire, because it forces your body into panic mode. Your body is not designed to be like living through famine. Your brain will go crazy trying to get you to avoid those situations. So when it starts feeling like some food safety, when it starts feeling safe because you're thinking, you're taking care of yourself, you're drinking your water, you're getting your rest, You're responding when you're hungry. You're lowering your anxiety, your cortisol, your adrenaline levels down because you're now talking about food in a different way. You're enjoying the things that you're doing. When your body is like, let's fucking take a breath. This bitch has got it going on. I don't know what she's doing, but let's do this. Then your body is like, I don't need to send up as many hunger signals. We got stored calories. She seems like she's got her mind right. She seems like she's enthusiastic. She doesn't seem so panicky anymore. You will have days where you're not as hungry. And those are the days to remember, I've got stored calories. Not a big deal. I know my body will say, eat when it's ready. And then the last thing is hydration. The very last part about your body not being a machine is it's gotta be hydrated. I know that I've been talking about this for 2 solid weeks with you, but if you have not learned anything, it is that this has to be happening. Water has to be happening. It is what will send up faux hunger signals. It's what will extinguish faux hunger signals. It's what gives you energy. It's what gives you life. It is everything. So today's call to action is super simple. What could you do in moments when emotional hunger hits? I want you guys to think about it because for all of us, we're going to have moments where there's going to be emotional hunger. We're going to want to eat for comfort and stuff. Sometimes we will, but the end goal is to learn how to, in the moments when we need ourselves the most, that we learn how to do it with our brain first. So what am I going to tell myself in my emotional hunger moments? And what could I do? I want you to take your most common emotional moments and think about what you're really needing during those times. And so what could you tell yourself and do that would be equally as comforting or equally expending the same amount of energy as eating would be? Because one of the biggest mistakes that I see is that when people want to not eat when they're emotionally hungry and they come up with their solutions of what they're going to do, they pick things like chores, doing things that they're always procrastinating on, doing things that they don't exactly love doing but need to do. In the moments when you need to emotionally comfort yourself, you're not looking for an elongated to-do list. So don't give yourself one. You really have to start taking care of yourself. And so you just have to admit, there are just sometimes I need to emotionally care for myself. And that's important. All right. Make sure you tag your accountability partners. Let's shake the bushes. Make sure everybody's still doing 2.0. Reach out to them. Talk about it in your groups. Talk about it with your partners. Y'all journal. Y'all do the things. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, y'all.